I'm delighted for Con. It's great news when a player, you know, deserves. He's worked so hard since been here to become a better player. He's moved into a fantastic vein of form. He's learned a lot. He's developed a lot. He deserves to be playing at a higher level, and it's fantastic for him that he's got that opportunity.
Yeah, and obviously he's your top scorer, Graham, but I'm sure you're confident that you've got players in the ranks at the moment and maybe players that you're targeting that can fill that void.
We lost Jermaine Anderson, and you know, he was about to go for big money, and you know, we knew that, you know, he'd been a massive player for us. Upstepped Harry Buterman. We've lost Bozzy in recent weeks, and he'd been huge for us, winning points. Upstepped Jack Baldwin. We lost Callum Elder, and in stepped Laurie Wilson. So, you know, we've been able to adapt to the loss of big players, and I've mentioned three, and I haven't mentioned the likes of Gabby, Joe Gormley. So, you know, we've lost players, but there's depth in the squad. We're able and willing to go into the market. We've had our eye on a lot of lads, and we'll only do the right business for the football club. It's no secret that, you know, our club relies on making a big sale every year to make the budget add up. So it's not a question of, you know, we're suddenly flush with cash, because that isn't the case. But, you know, we will make the right investments to bring the right lads in and develop the squad and give the next generation of young players their opportunity.
Yeah, is patience important as well, Graham? Because obviously you get some money from Washington, as you say, you can't go out and spend all of it. You don't want to do any knee-jerk reactions and get players that don't fit your squad. You've got to be careful to make sure they're the right fit, the right sort that are going to improve you.
I think I said to you the other week, we've got 22 lads on our radar for boys that might leave during this window. And we've been working away at those in the background. We've been now putting ourselves in a position where we can make moves, and we'll only do the business that's right. We won't do the business that's wrong. And, you know, as everybody knows, we've got a lot of very good players sitting on our bench and sitting in our squad at the moment. Foxy played against Sheffield United in a good 3-2 away win. He was in the stand last weekend. So we've got plenty of talent, you know, in reserve to come in and fill the void. I'm sure that the likes of Solly and Marcus are going to be sitting there thinking, well, you know, now maybe the door will open for me, you know, from within the squad, let alone anything we might do in the market.
Yeah. Is it too early to say whether there'll be any more outgoings or indeed incomings before the weekend, Graham?
It's too early to say for sure. On the incoming side, as you said, there'll always be patience. We're not, you know, we knew what we were doing. We were in control of what we were doing on the sales side, and we've been building our plans to bring players in. And in terms of outgoings, you never know who's going to step up to the plate. There's big clubs watching many of our players right now. If one of them makes the move and makes the right move, this club doesn't stand in players' way. Everybody knows that. And it's only right, because, you know, one of the things I've noticed is that, you know, when the likes of Connor go and you start talking to players to join the club, they're all saying, I want to be the next Ritter Sombalunga, I want to be the next Gale, I want to be the next Washington. People want to be the next Tomlin, the next Boyd, the next Macal Smith. They know that this football club has got a fantastic reputation. It's a great platform. The chairman, Barry, got fantastic connections. People know that they identify talent and develop talent in the right way. And, you know, players want to join this football club because of all those reasons.